I would rather not get the 10%. I'd rather pass that discount off to whoever our client is.
Was strictly focused on delivering value back to our partners in the forms of leads and revenue. But
what will is the level of service that we give to them and their clients and the speed at which we're able to work and execute some of their projects, because that can make a huge impact to their bottom line.
We're all humans at the end of the day.
Welcome to Make Them Famous, the podcast about partner enablement.
The only podcast to uncover both how partner teams enable their partners
and how other department leaders enable their partner teams to achieve success.
All right, welcome back, everyone. I hope you enjoyed the last episode where Will Taylor and I got to chat about the viability of a partnerships-led only growth strategy. It was a great one. I am again the luckiest podcast host because this week I get to sit down and speak with an e-commerce thought leader who now runs a niche product and partnership offering supported by someone who cut her teeth in partnerships at Gorgeous, an e-commerce platform known to have a well-oiled partner program. Coming to this episode today is Nick Sharma, CEO of Sharma Brands, Hooks, and 1180 Media. With him is the amazing Dylan Duché, who leads partnerships and business development for Hooks. The theme of today's episode is how CEOs need to be heavily involved and support a one-to-one partnership strategy in order to ensure success, especially early on. Today, Nick, Dylan, and I chat about how having a niche offering eases the partnership equation, what the go-to-market was like, and the fact Nick operates an agency and a tech. How does that affect his strategy and his go-to-market? The let us pay your rent strategy, why Nick uses the Kim Kardashian red carpet experience analogy with his partnership strategy, how Dylan enables her partners differently now versus in her previous tech partnerships role, how Nick paves the road to ensure Dylan can continue driving her race car on the road behind him. Lots of analogies, lots of really good analogies in this conversation. Nick's advice to CEOs on launching a partner program. I hope you enjoy this one, but first, as always, we appreciate your support of our sponsors who make this podcast possible. Enjoy. Well, we could not make this podcast famous without help from our sponsors. For sponsorship, we looked to platforms that help you find, activate, enable, and manage your partner program. These tools may be the only tools that you'll need to effectively run partnership. The tools in question are Reveal for account mapping and running co-selling operations, and Partner Hub for working closely day-to-day with MSPs, managed service providers. When you're ready to really get into the revenue operation of partnerships, that means that you want to map accounts, see what the overlap is, see who I'm targeting that you're also targeting, see who I'm targeting that you're not targeting, and come up with a strategy to get those accounts into my pipeline, into your pipeline, and to build that pie, that bigger and bigger pie together. Oftentimes, you'll invite a partner to an account mapping solution that has a paywall too early, which is prohibitive for a lot of the target audiences that our partner programs are after, the digital agencies. If you invite them to Reveal, you can trust that they won't hit a paywall. There's 360 account mapping UI in Reveal for free, and it is at reveal.co. Finally, Partner Hub, again, it's a partner operations platform. Partnerships has a lot going on. Who's doing what at what stage in the partnership are the questions that many of my partner managers ask themselves. Partner Hub is here to solve for what are we doing with partnerships, who's doing what, where are our partners, and if we need to find more, are we able to go and shop for more partners? Partner Hub answers all of those questions with yes, and it is free. It's free for top tech companies like Apollo, AudioEye, Smith, Growbots, Recart, Customer.io, and it's free for digital agencies like Hawk Media, Trellis, Aptitude8, Creative Trends. A lot of these tech companies and agencies use Partner Hub to find and align
with each other, MSP, managed service provider, digital agency, as well as SaaS tech companies. So check it out, partnerhub.app. And again, thank you for listening. I'll let you get back to the show.
All right, you two, welcome to the show. So we're going to talk about partnerships as usual, but we've got some interesting conversation from two people that have a very, very exciting sort of situation in general and what you've got going with Hooks and the agency and Charma Brands and experience on the tech side and now on the solutions partner side and a whole bunch going on. So I want to start with Nick. For those who don't know you, a lot of partner managers probably on the B2B side may not know you. The e-commerce folks will probably know you, but how do you introduce yourself?
Let's see. I'm Nick, I'm 25 and I'm Indian. I'm a nerd about e-commerce, and I've spent probably the last 6 or 7 years in the world of direct consumer, e-commerce, e-retail. Today, I run a couple of service businesses focused on e-commerce brands. Big friendly to all the partner managers and partnership people out there at all the e-commerce and SaaS companies. I guess quick overview is I'm just an e-commerce nerd. I love building things in e-commerce. I love launching brands. We work with a ton of brands on scaling them, most recently with Hooks. We love partnering up with brands and agencies to help them build out landing pages. And shout out to Jessica. I see Jessica there as a message.
One of our favorite people.
And Alex and Derek, love all these people.
We're just doing a whole bunch of LinkedIn stuff right now. But I'm showing your profile on LinkedIn. If you're listening to the podcast, we do show video on YouTube for this as well. But here's Nick's profile. A lot of experience on the agency side. Obviously, a lot of investments in e-commerce going on. Still operating an agency, which we'll talk about a little bit. And then the Hooks platform and product and service is what we're going to focus on from Dylan's perspective and what she's doing right now. So, Dylan, why don't you do the introduction, mention anything that's relevant and what you've got going on.
Hello. Dylan Duchesne here. I am head of business development and partnerships at Hooks. I just joined Nick and the team back in November, so ramping to like 6 months now. Time flies when you're having a blast. Previously was at Gorgeous for a little over a year and a half, so about 2 years, a little over 2 years in the e-commerce DTC world. Loving every minute of it and happy to be here. Happy to chat.
Yeah, for sure. And yeah, we didn't get to work too much together while you were at Gorgeous because we focus more on the agency side of things, solutions partners, all that fun stuff. So that's what we like to talk about on this podcast if you're new to it. But we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on with Hooks. And I want to start with the position of Hooks within sort of the partnerships space plus the tech stack or the service stack of an agency. So Nick, you launched Hooks, you brought Dylan on, but there was probably some stuff going on partnership related before that. And I want to hear kind of what is your thought process of Hooks and where it sits within the agency service offering and the value it brings there, and how does that lend well to partnerships?
Yeah, I would say, starting Hooks and pre-Dylan was like a different era. When we started it, it was mainly just me relying on, Twitter or my newsletter to try to get people into Hooks. We launched with a wait list, which was great. But I did realize, I knew that the majority of where I think our future revenue was is more on the, sales, biz dev, and partnership side. I'd met Dylan, I think, once before that, and just wanted to work with her since then. And so tried my best to convince Dylan to come along, and she's been building out the partner program. When we started, though, the entire, a lot of our leads would either come as brands directly or they were consultants. So a lot of times they were consultants or performance marketing agencies specifically. who are looking to basically lower the CPA that they would bring in for their client, which would allow them to then spend more money and then drive more billing for them as an agency. So, you know, if we get up a consultant who was media buying for $500,000 a month and their CPA was, $100, if we could get that down to 75 and that adds the ability for them to run another 100K, you know, at 10% of media spend, that's another 10 grand that just hits their bottom line. In addition to, you know, the partner program that I had created, pretty much just out of thin air, was the whole idea of, you know, if you're a consultant, let me pay your rent, which is basically, you know, like, just bring us some landing pages and we'll make sure you're compensated and hopefully can cover your rent.
Yeah, I like that you mentioned that. So we do want to talk about partner incentives and kind of what the product allows you to do in certain circumstances, especially hooks. Not all products are in a position to do this, but a lot of you listening may be. But I want to talk about where that niche offering impacts the partnership and how that works to your advantage. But then there could be some walls that you run into with certain agencies that do offer the creative side, Dylan, and how you kind of enter and talk about that conversation, where it kind of unfolds, and some of the things that you've learned since you've started at Hook. So focus on the value proposition of landing page, CRO, increase, yada, yada, yada. But then there's some creative aspects there that are taken away from the agency. And then there's some white label components. But how is partnering with Hooks? How does it work within a solutions provider? And what have you learned?
Yeah. So kind of how we've been doing it. And like I mentioned earlier, so we're partnering with like larger performance marketing agencies, digital marketing agencies, obviously the Shopify agencies, and we're just helping their customers increase their conversion rate, lower CAC, and then obviously they can add more spend to their buildings. But we're the external team to lean on, right? We're not competitive. We're not here to take business away from anybody. We just want to be that extra arm for the agencies to lean on. And we're obviously experts in our specific fields, and landing pages is kind of where we're experts in. I would say our pages and why most agencies come to us are definitely focused on like building up that brand awareness, you know, wanting to convey the messaging and the benefits. But we're definitely super focused on like the conversion rate side of things. I think that's where we see incredible conversion rates with our landing pages. And then also specifically for like paid media traffic. So people will come to us and kind of, you know, ask if we can build a page around, you know, celebrity, or build a page around the scientific benefits of, you know, maybe this product, or a page around like the story of the brand. And then they're going to test all three. And so that's kind of where we come into play. And our team does a deep dive into the strategy. And it's just like another extension to the agency family, essentially. So that's typically how agencies have worked with us. We haven't ran into too much like, I would say, competitiveness or trouble yet. If anything, I feel like we're all very aligned, and agencies understand the value prop of working with a team that's very specific to just focus on that high converting landing page. And as we all know, especially if you are running paid traffic, 99% of the time, if you're going to give out a link, let it be to a landing page link, because you're going to get a much higher conversion. And that's the game of a CRO, right? Just minimizing those clicks.
I love it. And would you say success is a word that you use to describe the partnership program to date, or is it still developing? I mean, what would you say?
I would say success. I always like to say success. We've so far have seen great successes. I will say though that partnerships at Hooks is, we're still in early stages, but growing really, really rapidly. So there's about like 20 plus, 30 plus agencies that we're already kind of working with and talking to consistently. We're in our building era, which is my favorite kind of era to be in. And I'm excited to take it on and kind of grow it from the ground up. Especially with a service like Hooks, like where the value I think is so obviously there. And, you know, we're handling such a niche kind of portion of the industry that's still incredibly in demand. And I really feel like we can be a great external team for quite a few agencies and partners to lean on. And that's kind of the end goal, is just to keep growing that partnership sphere, essentially.
I love it. I love it. And you're having some voice issues. It sounds great. No,
I was about to say, I apologize, everybody. I'm getting over a little bit. Yeah. This is my sexy, husky voice. This is what I like to say.
Sounds like you went out last night. That's all.
I know. I didn't, I swear.
No, you sound fine. But the interesting thing from my perspective is, we were dealing with a couple different landing page companies that were trying to kind of get the word partnerships done with agencies when you separate the word partnership from affiliate in our world. And we say, okay, well, you either have an affiliate program or you have a true partnership program. Partnership as a word, you know, when you start working with the company on different levels, that's when it becomes a partnership. If it's an affiliate, they're just taking a link and sharing it with their clients, and maybe their clients are purchasing and getting some commission. But Nick, I want to hear what you look at when you're looking at strategy with agencies versus just direct to the Shopify store. You're selling to a CMO of a Shopify store versus working with the agencies as partnership. And if that changed any of the pricing or positioning, or if that did anything for you guys from a strategic standpoint, or if it's still kind of in the works of you're putting together maybe something a little bit different, or what did it look like working with these agencies and how it changed the strategy?
Yeah, I mean, I think for us, like when we build landing pages, we have this mindset that I call the Kim K red carpet, which is basically in any scenario, whoever's providing the service, in this case, you know, this could be in a landing page, this could be the brand is providing the service to the customer. In our case, this is, you know, us providing a service to a brand or to an agency. We always like to have this Kim K red carpet approach, which is the thought that anything that someone like Kim might need at a red carpet appearance, you have to have it right there, right when she needs it, you know, right in front of her. She should not have to look for anything. If she has to look for anything, you're fired, you know, mission failed. And so the same way that we try to do this when we build our own landing pages, and you can actually, if you go to hooks.co/book, you'll see what our landing page looks like to sell you landing pages. But when we do this for agencies, it's very similar, right? We think, okay, what does an agency need? Well, an agency's goal is to, you know, acquire customers profitably or close to profitably, scale media spend efficiently. And so we sort of take the same approach. You know, what can we do from a standpoint of making sure that they have a dedicated account team at Hooks? You know, we have the right creative production pieces, copy, UX, et cetera, ready to go for them. And also just be quick. A lot of times agencies, they move very fast, whereas brands tend to move slightly slower depending on their size. So for us, it's about the same thing. You know, how can we be quick? How can we make sure they have what they need? And how can we basically contribute to their result, which for them internally is, you know, lowering CPA, increasing spend, and increasing overall efficiency.
I love it. I was just pulling up the landing page that you were talking about here. Is this the one?
That's the one.
I love it. I love it. And I like that you have the partnerships angle, or at least, you know, you kind of have your ready to go. And then let's talk if you're an agency and maybe we want to get on a call and do some strategy here and see where we fit. And the big thing that, you know, I think is unique about this is it is, at the end of the day, it's a service. It's priced like a SaaS. It's packaged up like a SaaS, but at the end of the day, it is a service. So you have to, like you mentioned, Nick, come at it with a white gloves approach. And it's not as simple as an affiliate link and send this to your clients and they'll buy a product, but we're going to work with you. We're going to be there for you. We're going to support you. And we're going to make sure that we deliver on not just giving you a SaaS product like the other brands may do, but give you an actual metric change as the result of what we're working together on. So yeah, the landing page is in the middle there, and that's what you're getting as a product. But at the end of the day, you're really partnering with us so that you can increase the margins of your services by delivering those great KPIs for your clients. And that sounds like, Dylan, is that the kind of the conversation starter for these agencies? What makes an agency want to partner with Hooks versus build their own landing page and service their clients directly?
I mean, absolutely. All of the above, exactly what was just said. I think sometimes too, we always say this too with like some of our clients and then with agencies in particular, maybe sometimes you're drinking a bit of the Kool-Aid or you're a little too close to that project. So it is nice to kind of get fresh eyes on it, fresh strategists on it, and get a different kind of external opinion, which is also kind of a value prop of working with a very white glove, red carpet external team that's there to just help you achieve all those goals that we mentioned previously.
Awesome. And if you can continue with me for one or two more minutes, Dylan, let me know if it starts to hurt the throat, but I want to talk about incentivizing partners, how you actually work with partners, anything you've been doing, you can pull from experience at Gorgeous and what worked, but let's talk about partner enablement because it's the main theme of the podcast. We got to talk about that. So you've got a certain number of partners today. You're looking to work closer with them and build more revenue, shared business together.
Yep.
What are some of the things that worked in the past role that you've brought into Hooks? And what are some new things that you've been able to use being at Hooks that you maybe couldn't use for whatever reason at the last company?
Yeah, no, of course. So previous at Gorgeous, my last company, I was more so focused on the tech partner side of things, which is kind of an interesting, it's very different from the agency side. So I worked with our top enterprise tech partners, was responsible for introducing obviously tiered partner systems, the program, you know, benefits that came with each of those tiers and what that entailed. And then, you know, getting the companies and all the individual contributors at those companies fully enabled, developing new integrations, go-to-market strategies with our top integration partners, implementing what I called our partner referral survey, which was really the first of its kind in the ecosystem. And it's something that I'm really excited to kind of bring onto the Hooks as well. It was strictly focused on delivering value back to our partners in the forms of leads and revenue. But for me, all of my partnerships are relationships. I'm a relationship type of gal. We're all humans at the end of the day, right? So I always like to lead with building that partnership from just like a friend standpoint. How are you? Let's check in. You know what I mean? Like I said, we're all humans at the end of the day, and never going into a conversation and asking, hey, what can you do for me? Right. I would never leave a conversation that way. It's more so me like, what value can I deliver to you? What are your goals? What are you hoping to get out of this partnership? And then making sure that I'm a good partner for them. So that's kind of how I've been approaching our partnerships, just building that relationship, building that trust, not just with the individual partner manager, but with all of the ICs within that company. So really getting to know AEs and CSMs and the marketing team really well, and the rest of the partnership team really well, and the C-level, you know, team as well. So that's what I've seen has been really is working and staying top of mind. Obviously, it's checking in, it's sending new case study updates, it's getting in front of those individual contributors, you know, just checking in, getting weekly, bi-weekly meetings on the books, co-marketing, doing account-based marketing exchanges, just anything that I can do to really deliver value back and tell that better together story, which is, I think, the most important part of partnerships.
For sure. For sure. We'll give you a break for just a second. So some of the things there, I mean, Nick has a powerful personal brand. He's got agencies, he's got investments, he's got a newsletter, he's got some things that you can hopefully work together with Nick on if there's room in there. I'm sure it's pretty busy, but there's lots there. And I think with partnering, it's a very, you know, let's do something together type of a business, and not so much like, hey, here's Hooks and we've done all this great stuff for other brands and we'd love to work with your clients. More of like, hey, we've got this thing going on, we'd love to work with you. And yes, you know, we definitely want you using Hooks, but there's a time and a place to talk about that too. And you kind of lay out this idea or this list of things that you'd love to do together. And then you start to do stuff together. And hopefully that continues to layer on and layer on, and the partnership becomes deeper and deeper. Nick, let's talk about this for a minute here and let Dylan breathe, but let's talk about what you think really enables partnerships in the sense of your agency experience and working with other agencies as well as tech brands. What really works to activate and enable a service provider partnership from your perspective?
So it's funny because like with the two other agencies, we don't really do partner programs. We are in other partner programs with companies like, you know, Shopify and Klaviyo and Okendo and whatnot. But I had always looked at it initially as like, oh, this is just basically, you know, the 10% game. If I refer somebody, I'll get 10%. Or if I bring a brand in, I'll get 10%. And I always just figured, you know, I would rather not get the 10%. I'd rather pass that discount off to whoever our client is. So with Hooked, you know, we approached it somewhat differently where we said, okay, well, instead of just the 10% game, let's build, you know, let's build some extra capabilities, whether it's a better team or dedicated team, but let's also give that 10% in escrow and, you know, whoever the agency is, they can decide if they want to keep the 10% or if they want to pass it on to their client, we'll just knock it off the client's bill. But generally, I mean, I think like a good partnership program in my mind gives that red carpet experience to the other person. So when, you know, Socium Media or Tube Science, when they need a page, you know, they're not just submitting through the hooks.co/book form. They're just, you know, they have a Slack channel with us or they have my number, Dylan's number. They send one text or one email and they're put at the top of the list. That to me is what a good partnership program is. You know, the referrals, I think, to a lot of these agencies is going to be neither here nor there. It's not going to impact their bottom line. It's not going to make their year or break their year. But what will is the level of service that we give to them and their clients and the speed at which we're able to work and execute some of their projects, because that can make a huge impact to their bottom line.
And then taking it a step further too, and I think it's just obviously, yeah, you have a direct access to me, right? And you're going to be chatting with me and the rest of the team and obviously getting that white glove experience. But it's more so like with Socium, we just did a really phenomenal case study. So it's like finding that mutual customer, finding that mutual success, getting creative, finding new ways to, like, you know, better those mutual customers and telling that better together story, doing dinners and doing fun things and just taking that partnership to the next level as opposed to just a simple transaction. So like I said, we really want to create a family. I think a partnership program, when you really create that strong, strong family and everyone's trusting each other and everyone gets each other and everyone's on the same page and we all have the same goals and end goals in mind, is what makes a really phenomenal partnership program.
And that's, yeah, that's exactly kind of what I wanted to hear is what you feel is more of a, how can we, without any real structure, help each other grow. And then there's some programmatic things like commissions, which for smaller agencies, I do believe they bear some value there. And then for larger agencies, it's more of just an accounting thing that kind of, yeah, you're paying us, so now we got to track it, but it's not going to move the needle. It's not going to make me pick up the phone. It's not going to bring me and my whole team to a lunch and learn because you gave us, you know, $5,000 in commission a couple of months ago.
Yeah, exactly. We want to deliver value. We want to, you know, we want to build trust within the ecosystem. We want to be depended upon, and then we want to be better together. The customer is always the end goal, right? We want to make sure that the customer is receiving the best sort of landing page and service, obviously possible, to so they can keep making money at the end of the day.
Exactly, exactly. And I'll just show you this real quick because I think it's interesting. And I don't know if you've seen anything like this, but this is one of our agencies that invested in Partner Hub. This is their actual commission tracking sheet that they share internally, and they have all of the $40, $3. Someone's entering this stuff manually. You can imagine just how tedious that is. This is 2 years of commissions, $37,000, which to a small agency, you'd be like, okay, $37,000. That could pay for a contractor. That's great. That could take my entire team on vacation. But this agency is a $40 million a year agency, and someone's spending an hour a week or maybe more updating this. So it becomes more of an obligation than a true value add. But to a founder, it's like, I can't throw $40,000 away. So it's one of those, you're going to give it to me, I'll track it, but it's not going to be what I use as an incentive. So what I would say to that, and that, Nick, I want your feedback on this, is, you know, you have a lot of intangible stuff that you can do to really excel the product from a partnerships angle. And how, I mean, from a founder's perspective, you don't want to get too in the weeds of doing things ad hoc. You do want stuff that's repeatable, scalable, structured. So what are your honest sort of, I don't know, it's a, you know, what do you want to do versus what can you tangibly do and realistically do from a partnership enablement standpoint, using all the stuff that you could potentially do for these partners, but it's, you know, there's that, it's not scalable. Do you want to do that? And what is the thought process there? You've got a lot going on. You've got to keep it organized. You know, how does that unravel in your strategy in your day to day when you want to work with partners?
It's a good question. Honestly, I view my job as like, I'm paving the road and Dylan's driving the race car behind it. So whatever I got to do to like continue paving that road so Dylan can keep driving, you know, that's probably what my job is. I would say generally, I think I'm not a huge fan in the service business of only doing things that are scalable. I think a lot of the biggest wins that we have come from a result of not doing things that are scalable. You know, whether it's, you know, me jumping on with a client at 11 PM because they need something last minute, or, you know, me flying out to Austin for one dinner and being there for 14 hours and coming back the next day. Like, I think the non-scalable things is where the clicks happen, which then allow for scalable things to come in the future. But, you know, personally, I don't also try to like just separate what my role is or try to like single out what my role is. You know, I personally love to get my hands dirty and roll up my sleeves. If there's a problem, like I'm attracted to problems. I love solving things, fixing things, building things, finding broken processes and fixing that. You know, if we get to a point where everything just works as it should, then I'll probably get bored of Hooks and start something else. But until that happens, Hooks is now the third one. And you know, I love like building and fixing.
I was about to say, I don't think he's going to be bored anytime soon. I think Nick is the best. It's the most unique situation I've been in because Nick and I jam together every single day and he is truly involved in every single part of Hook. So when people, obviously Nick Sharma is Nick Sharma, the name behind Nick and the genius behind Nick. So when people come to Hooks wanting to work with some sort of, you know, version of Nick, they don't truly realize, I think, how involved he is. And this is how I always love to pitch it. I'm like, you're coming to Hooks, you're getting the Nick Sharma red carpet experience. Like you're working with the whole team. Like he has eyes on everything. He's part of the strategy. And it's just been so amazing to work and learn from someone like Nick, who's so incredibly involved in the companies.
Man, I love to hear that. The fact that you realize and you know that there isn't a repeatable, scalable process with partnerships and everybody's trying to hack, even like Gorgeous is doing a really good job. But at the end of the day, you know, there's no possible scalable process for partnerships. Every partner is going to be one-to-one. It's all going to be a unique animal.
Yeah. And you got to think on your feet. I mean, we can't just be doing the same thing year after year, right? Like things change, new things arise. Like there's different fun things we can be trying. And like you said, every person is their own individual. Every partnership program, every company is their own individual. And you really have to attack it like that, like a relationship.
Exactly. Exactly. You can't automate a relationship. You can't automate a partnership. So it's good that you understand that, Nick, and you put yourself in the shoes of Dylan, and she really just needs you, like you said, to plow the road ahead and make sure that she has the ability to just continue driving down that road, which is growth and going forward and bringing new partners on. And that's really great. So it's a testament to all the founders listening, you know, you're going to have to be flexible. If you want partnerships to work in your organization, get on calls,
totally
be able to put out fires if necessary, come with some creative strategies. If I have a problem and it's not in the incentive structure and it's not part of this, but you have something over here that you could pull in or bring another partner in, I think that's the way to do it. Okay. So did we hit on all the talking points, Dylan?
Yeah. I mean, I'm feeling good. I think we covered all of it.
Yeah. I'm trying to kind of come up with sort of a theme to this. We talked about a number of different things, but there's definitely like what we haven't talked about on the podcast is that relationship situation of the CEO and the partner program and how you do kind of have to come down to the grass level, so to speak, with partnerships. And you can't just stay up there and just, you know,
I think it's crucial.
You know, show up to a couple partner meetings and see a couple numbers and wonder why this isn't automated and that's not a process. You kind of have to come down and work with your team a little bit, or a lot of it.
100%.
Okay. And it pays off. Anything you want to mention on the traction on the partnership side, Dylan? Anything that you want to mention there?
Yeah, I mean, Q2 and beyond is going to be fully focused on the partnership program. So just finishing building that out, kind of what the tiered system is going to look like, implementing what I'm going to call our partner referral survey, something I implemented at Gorgeous. So something that's going to be really amazing to drive value and leads and revenue back to some of our top partners, just to start connecting people to all of the incredible, you know, tech services and other agencies in our ecosystem that we work with. Obviously, always want to drive value back. So that's something that I'm working on. So lots of fun things ahead, and just going to keep growing and scaling, and excited to partner with more people and see where we can fit in and help their customers grow and achieve their goals as well. So lots more to come. Stay tuned. And I'm excited to also be presenting on April 12th on the Shopify Partner Tracks, which is going to be great, where I'm going to kind of dive a little bit deeper into our partnership program as well, what that go-to-market looks like.
Yeah, I'm going to get this out a few days before, but either way, you can find the Shopify Partner Tracks if you're an agency in our community afterwards. So let me know if you need that link. Dylan, thank you. Nick, I'm going to borrow you for one last word of advice to the CEOs listening that haven't launched their partner program or just launching it. Are there any sort of key words of wisdom that they should anticipate, expect, be ready for, be open towards, that you would like to advise?
Yeah, I would say, don't launch it in the same way you would ship and launch your normal product. You want to be a bit more thoughtful about it. Make sure you work with somebody who has a good history in partnerships. You know, somebody like Dylan, for example. Like, everybody knows Dylan in this industry and loves Dylan, which helps me a lot. So ideally, if you have, you know, your Dylan, it'll make your life a lot easier as you launch the partner program. And the other thing I think is, like, you know, don't think about the partner program as a win for yourself. You have to think about how it's a win for the person on the other side of the table. How are they going to win, and what are they going to get out of it? But that said, you know, as long as you have probably a good idea of the program and you're able to follow through on your promises, I think go ahead and launch it, and then the rest of it will build itself out as you develop it.
Yeah, it's one of those build the plane as you're flying it. I think with all partner programs, it kind of has to be that way.
Yeah, so, just have the engines on before you fly off the cliff. Don't go without engines.
Have some cabin pressure, maybe.
Yeah.
Partners don't die while you're flying. That's an interesting analogy. That's maybe for a newsletter. But you had some great analogy, the Kim Kardashian red carpet experience thing, the pave the road analogy.
He's full of analogies, Alex.
I love it.
That's what happens when you have to try to explain your business to your mom all the time.
For sure. That's true. Yeah. Try from my angle. Like, what do I do? It's so hard. And so at least you have agency, landing pages. I'm in tech, mom. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Cool, guys. Well, fantastic to have you on. I'm going to see you both soon anyways, but for those listening, I hope you got a lot out of this, and hopefully it's helping your program succeed. We'll see you guys online. Take care.
Thank you.